MSRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is defending his apocalyptic social media post that suggested war against Chicago crime. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president posted an Apocalypse Now meme online that said, "Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War." Illinois' governor was not amused, calling the president a wannabe dictator. And Donald Trump responded.
"We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend."
He has promised to send National Guard troops and immigration agents to Chicago following similar actions here in Washington. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Illinois officials and Massachusetts officials spent the weekend raising objections to President Trump's potentially sending federal troops into their states to deal with out-of-control crime. But it's a much different story in Louisiana, where Attorney General Liz Merle says the sight of troops on the streets of New Orleans or Baton Rouge would hardly startle local residents.
"You know, we've seen it before. We saw it, frankly, we saw it in January after the terrorist attack. The National Guard's job is essentially to help manage civil problems inside the state. And when you federalize them, you essentially say that the federal government's going to pick up the check. They are working to establish law and order in the streets after a hurricane, and we can do that here too if we have crime that's out of control in a city."
Louisiana's attorney general was interviewed on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. Palestinian attackers opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem during the morning rush hour, killing six people and wounding 12. An Israeli soldier and civilian shot and killed the two attackers. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The names of experts appointed to an Olympic committee looking at transgenderism ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics are not being revealed. The International Olympic Committee's first female president, Kirsty Coventry, promised such a panel when she was elected earlier this year. No timetable has been revealed for the IOC's panel's work, which is intended to start as soon as possible. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks nudged higher ahead of a week with several data reports that dictate by how much or even whether the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its meeting in a week. The S&P 500 added 0.2% and finished just below its record set last week. The Dow rose 0.3% and the Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5% to a record. AppLovin and Robinhood Markets helped lead the market after learning they'll join the S&P 500 index later this month. Trading across Wall Street was relatively quiet ahead of updates coming later this week on the job market and inflation. The Dow up 114 points to 45,514. The Nasdaq gained 98 to 21,798. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 6495. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.